Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Vayeschanan, Shir 49. Reb Michal Yehuda Zatzal used to give many brachas. And people would ask him, how was he zeicha that his brachas were fulfilled? There were many times that Reb Chaim Zatzal would send people to Reb Michal Yehuda to get a bracha, because he would say that his brachas are more effective than Reb Chaim's own brachas. So people used to ask him, why were his brachas effective? And he explained that he has a Kabbalah from a Mordechai of Slonim, that if a person gives a bracha to another Yid with a full heart, the Rebbeinu Shlalom will fulfill it. And that's what he tries to do. When a Yid approaches him in pain and he gives him a bracha, he gives it to him with his whole heart. And a wholehearted bracha, Be'ezer Hashem, will bring a Yeshua. And he used to say a similar concept regarding tefillah. He would quote from the Chazon Ish that there's no one that is considered a pashtun, that is considered a simple person. Every single tefillah is precious by the Rabbeinu Shlalom. There's just one piece that we have to keep in mind. What it says in the pasuk, Karev Hashem l'chol kairav l'chol asher yikra'uhu ve'emes. The Rabbeinu Shlalom is close to whoever calls out to him, but only if you call out to him be'emes, with your whole heart. He said that is the most powerful way for a person to attain a Yeshua, to turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom with the realization that, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you. And he used to explain, that's what we say, Aleinu L'Shabach, at the end of tefillah, to internalize this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you. Number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to you. Number three, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless rachamim and endless chesed. And when a person approaches tefillah with these three understandings, Be'ezer Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom will answer his tefillah. So we see from this an amazing thing. The heart of a Yid is endless. Whether a Yid gives somebody else a bracha with his whole heart, or he davens to the Rabbeinu Shalom with his whole heart, the ability of it is something that we cannot imagine. And the Yetzer Hara wants to convince us that our tefillahs are not so powerful, and therefore we don't put our entire heart into our tefillah. But when a person truly needs a Yeshua, and he puts his entire heart into his tefillah, which again means he understands that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help him, and he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can easily help him, and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that in mind when he davens, that's Karev Hashem L'chol Karev L'chol Asher Yikra'uhu Ve'emes. And we should add that once a Bachar in Brisk came to Reb Michal Yehuda because he just found out that Rachmana Litzlan, his mother, was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. And Reb Michal Yehuda asked him, do you daven every single day with a minyan kavua, or do you daven in the shtiblach, which is a minyan factory, which means that there are constant minyanim and you go from room to room and it's not a proper way to daven? And the bracha admitted that he davens in the shtiblach. Reb Michal Yehuda said, if you're mekabel on yourself to daven every single day in the minyan kavua of the yeshiva, your mother will have a complete recovery. And the bachar made the kabbalah, and his mother got better. That is the power of a proper tefillah.